This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com.
Stop being disappointed, Sean. You have two girls.
I know.
That are that age.
Are you really that disappointed in me?
Somebody is shaking his head at you.
Are you really that upset?
I'm disappointed because from 5 to 5:15 on Fridays is when my little girls are listening on the way to dance.
Oh.
And rare that we get an opportunity to talk about Frozen, one of the things they're interested in.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to get field a million questions tomorrow about how you don't know the
But don't you think that for them, because I hear we're doing really well with the four-year-old girl market in radio.
They're 3 and 5.
That's why I said four. It's, like, yeah. It's in the middle. You don't think they were wildly entertained by Uncle Evan not knowing?
Well.
Did they even know who I am, by the way?
Yes, they do.
Am I Uncle Evan?
No, you're Evan.
Oh, okay.
You're just Evan.
I'm just Evan.
And I hate to break it to you, they like Tiki better.
Mm. Oh, I'm not surprised by that.
That's because I took him for cookies at Red Bull Arena.
Bro?
Now Sports Illustrated Arena.
Bro, you think that's a small thing?
Oh, I know.
They remember that?
Of course they do.
From 6 months ago? Like it's nothing.
Of course.
Tiki brings us fancy.
All right, I got to come at this.
I know kids.
Yeah.
Send them. You know what I'm going to send them? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to send them Cam Thomas jerseys.
They might like that.
You think that'll work?
They might like that.
Okay. All right. Well, what's the Cinco today?
All right. So everybody's in the car right now, 5:10. You've started the process, right? We've had Alonzo, the NBA trade deadline. How are we being pigs for one last football day? The five must-haves on a Super Bowl menu.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Take this, Tommy, so I can send it to my wife.
Five must-haves on a Super Bowl menu. I'm going to just say this right now. Number five is actually not going to be on my menu. So although I'm calling it a must-have, I have to include it. I have to be fair to the people that do. It's pizza.
Fat. Mm.
All right?
That's a guarantee.
Yeah. It won't make my table.
Especially if there are kids there, it's a guarantee.
No, yeah. You're talking like regular pizza or you're talking about like pizza bites or pizza bagels?
I think pizza bites, like Tostino's, don't count. But I think a pizza bagel counts.
Huge fan of the pizza bagel.
Yeah.
Like having pizza at a Super Bowl party, it's like you get pizza all the time.
Right.
You got to make it special.
But if you have kids, you need it.
It's the easiest thing.
Because it's the one thing you know that they'll eat.
That's definitely true. If you're feeding the kids, is this a single for the kids or the single for us?
It's for your party, so it could be kids there.
Gotcha.
I'm just saying, look, if you are hosting a Super Bowl event, whether it's small, hey, I'm keeping it to my close, or large, to me, these five should be checked off the
box.
What
are you doing, by the way?
I am doing what I do each of the last five Super Bowls since I bought a house. Whoever watches football with me every Sunday is welcome to watch the Super Bowl with me. Everybody else can kick rocks.
So you're not having a party. It's just like your normal football Sunday.
We don't label it as a party. It's my two brother-in-laws, my two sisters, my dad, Grandpa Jim. We're going to have a good time.
Say this. If you invited me, you didn't, and that's okay. But if you did, if you were like, you know what, Evan, come on.
Okay.
You're the one of the rare people I'd come over to. Because I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to get to just watch the game without a problem.
We have a no talking during play rule.
See, I like that.
Really?
You can go upstairs with my wife if you're going to have idle chit-chat on a Thursday.
Maybe I'll get the invite next year now.
Yeah.
All right.
What if we just showed up?
Of course you'd be welcome in my
house. Just making sure.
But you'd be welcome in the house.
You wouldn't be welcome. Get lost. Your kids would be too. Here we go.
Number four.
Mott sticks, mozzarella sticks, fried cheese, folks.
100%.
Fried cheese.
100%. No bread. No brand.
Another kid, please.
I was going to say, by the way, that works for kids, too.
Yeah. I can argue that should be higher, but no problem. It's on the list.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Blanketed here with dips. Taco dip, buffalo chicken dip, French onion dip. It is a dip day.
Yeah.
Dips obviously come with chips. Salsa, guac, whatever your dips are, they got to be out there.
You clarified. I was going to ask you, does guacamole count as a dip?
Sure. Yes.
Big guacamole.
Point is, like, don't you feel like it's awkward if you show up anywhere for the Super Bowl and there's not a single chip or dip of any kind?
Yeah,
I'm not even saying it has to be one specific.
Like the salty chip and the dip is something, like, you just need it.
Forget about it.
100%.
You just need it.
All right, here we go.
Even if you just have one, just to
of course.
Wet that whistle.
Can't just have one, though. Once you have one, you have 100.
That's the problem.
Mm. Here we go.
Number two.
A hero or some kind of big sandwich, the Italian style, the American style, the cutlets. Big sandwiches, always big on game day. Evan doesn't like it.
No, I'm nervous about number one. Like, I'm already thinking ahead. Like, I'm great with that. That's all fine.
Okay.
But
right. And by the way, that's why I'm not having pizza. I feel like there's a pizza crowd and there's like a hero crowd, but you know.
Because I think there's an obvious number one, but you're leaving out something. Whatever, just go.
I know what. All right, okay, let's do this.
Number one.
It better not be wings.
Evan's number one, he's going to tell me, is how do you not include pigs in a blanket? That is not my number one. My number one,
you know me so well.
My number one is wings, Tiki. Wings.
He's fat.
Wings on the Super Bowl is turkey on Thanksgiving.
So,
it is hot dogs
so
on the 4th of July.
Messy.
So
you're
what?
You're going to jack up your couch. People are going to spill it. You're going to drop it on the
people
plastic. The cheap plastic plates are going to drop them. There's going to be bones laying all over the place. Can't you throw your stuff away?
What are you talking
about? You know where the trash can is. There's no maids in this house.
Dude, I don't want to.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Jinx my house? I don't think there's been a single Super Bowl I've ever had somebody spill a wing in my house.
I'm talking about like the sauce. Like they put it on the side of the chair and then someone walks by and clips it and it falls off.
Or the ranch or blue cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's the wings. It's the Super Bowl. I'm going 50 Thai Buffalo, 25 dry rub.
He's Sean, fat.
Boneless.
Bones. Farrell's, West Side. What up?
Tiki's so right. Like, they taste great. I'm not telling you that they don't taste good. There's such a mess, mm-hmm. Not just around your house, but myself.
I almost avoid them.
Yeah.
I almost avoid them.
I try to use a fork, and then I get mocked for it. Remember that time we went out with Craig, Tommy?
I
took the fork out?
Well, you used a fork and a knife.
Yes. Because I don't want my hands filled with the sauce.
But it's being a man.
Exactly.
It's the Super Bowl. It's the last football game of the year. You want to have that sauce dripping down your wrist. You're licking it up like an animal.
Listen, I don't need to defend my manhood, but trust me, I'm man enough, okay? being a man isn't grabbing a bone that's dirty as all hell, getting even more dirty as you stick it down your throat. No, it's not.
You need to grab that bone, put it in your mouth, and just gnaw at that thing.
Fat,
man.
That's not a good technique.
No, but what's your technique?
You clean the bone? Do you put it in there and just swallow that meat?
I wasn't talking about eating wings.
Oh,
okay. Jeez.
Jeez.
Pigs in a blanket's got to be number one, though. Or number two. Or number three. It wasn't even on your list.
The problem with pigs in a blanket is, are you making them yourself? Or are you getting them pre-made? They're kind of, stale-ish. And I don't know.
No, pigs in a blanket are a lot like weed. You can't buy the pre-rolls.
Pre-rolls are fine. It really isn't an issue.
No. Because then it's too flaky.
You
need to buy the Pillsbury Crescent Rolls, roll them
up. Look, obviously that's better. No one's arguing.
That I would take.
And you know what?
Good is my only point. That's better, but even the pre-packaged frozen ones are good.
Give you a little tip for you and Abuelo if you make a pigs in a blanket. You do that, you roll them up, everything but the bagel seasoning over them too.
Mm.
How you doing?
Nerd.
He's fat!
Thank you for that tip.
Fat people aren't the only ones that eat at the Super Bowl. All right.
By the way, we mentioned earlier that Henrik Lundqvist was an underappreciated star here in New York. And we asked Sean, did you ever crush Henrik Lundqvist? And Sean said, absolutely not. And I said, are you sure? Because we have this guy, Dan. He's a loyal listener to the show. He will find old tweets. It's like a constant posted and toasted. It goes on all the time. Whatever we're talking about, he'll find an old tweet about, right?
From Sean, mostly.
From all of us, really. But yes, in this case, Sean. So I got to tell you, he sent me a few of your tweets about Henrik Lundqvist. I think you're clean because I'll read them to you. They're mostly in the moment rips and not he sucks rips. Right. You ready?
Let's hear him.
Henrik Lundqvist cost the Rangers a point today, plain and simple. Mm. That's a fact. Yeah. It's just a criticism.
That's a fact.
The harsh reality. The more games Henrik Lundqvist plays for the Capitals, the better it is for the Rangers in the standings. So that's just ripping a former Ranger at the time.
And he never got
the play. And he never played, yeah. This is the rough one. I got one rough one from Dan.
All right.
It's a really good comparison. Henrik Lundqvist is Donovan McNabb.
Ooh. I like McNabb, though. I think McNabb should be in the whole thing.
Come on. Do you really think that?
Yeah. Dude went to how many NFC Championship games, made the Super Bowl, lost. I think Donovan McNabb, I swear to you, because I don't like anything Eagle. The more you get removed, Donovan McNabb is one of the most underrated quarterbacks in NFL history. I could disagree with the take, but that's why I don't view that as a slight on Henrik Lundqvist.
But I can't even think off the top of my head. And he was my peer. I can't think off the top of my head his statistics.
Four straight trips to an NFC Championship.
I know what he did, obviously, as a team accomplishment. We witnessed those.
I'll give you his numbers are very underwhelming.
And that's what I feel like.
Yeah, it's not. Look, he won a lot of games. There's no question about that. You mentioned getting the title games. His best season, and it was a great year, by the way, the 2004 season, the year they got to the Super Bowl. I mean, statistically, is awesome. 31 touchdowns, 8 picks. They won 13 games that year, threw for 3,800 yards. Statistically, it was his best year. The rest of his career is very, good. It's just good. He's not a Hall of Famer. I think McNabb needed what Eli did in the playoffs to be a Hall of Famer. Or just one time. I think if they won a Super Bowl, maybe it would be a little bit different in a big Super Bowl performance. The problem with his Super Bowl performance is you remember it for him getting tired.
Right, and throwing up and everybody taking shots, including T.O.
That's right.
Right, at him. And then it made the fan base not like him.
That's right. And it's probably not fair, but honestly, it's the way I think. When I think of Donovan McNabb in the playoffs, I think of that. Look, I don't know your true feelings, but that feels... You be the judge, Tommy. You know him well.
Yeah.
Isn't that a slight on Henrik Lundqvist, or do you think he was actually saying something nice?
So, that's a good way of phrasing it. What Sean just did there was a sleight of hand. At the time, that... Because he's saying, after, in hindsight, he had this great career. At the time of the tweet, it's a knock on Hank not being able to win the big one, just like McNabb couldn't win the big one.
No, but my point was...
Which is true, because Hank couldn't win the big one.
What happened to precipitate that?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.